Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Friday. The sun is shining outside in Oslo, and a new episode of the SuperOffice podcast is here for you. Last week, we had part one of our mini-series on how to build revenue on LinkedIn by Stephen McDonald and myself. I'm Hans Gronslett. I work in SuperOffice. I'm your host for the show. And today we're going to have part two of this mini-series. And, you know, last episode we had a lot of practical tips. It's about the five-step process. We covered step one and two. And today, in this episode, we're going a little further on in the process. So hopefully you've done some of the stuff that we talked about last week, and I hope you're encouraged to keep going. And well, let's just go into it and enjoy it. You know, you mentioned that you run this program, the five-step process for companies, and you know they're not the content writers that you are. So right. Where do they start? You know, have they found their X factor?
Yeah.
And their experience, and then they started to build small.
Right. So
yeah,
I always say that the fifth part of the framework is published content.
Yeah.
Not the first part.
No.
Because you need to go through the other steps first to really understand what it is you want to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll get to the fifth step a bit later on when we get there.
Yeah.
But
you know, I'm an impatient guy.
For sure.
Yeah. But
absolutely. In order, before you start creating your own content, you need to understand your goals and what your expertise is, because that makes everything else much easier.
Yeah. So then we're on to step three. That was connect, right?
Connect with people that buy from you. I mean, ultimately, you're trying to sell something. I think one of the things that drives people to post content on social platforms today is they ultimately desire to make more money, whether it's through the company, whether it's for themselves, whether it's for, you know, being visible, getting attention, building a following to then monetize it. That's the ultimate goal, unless you're posting cat pictures every week and just want to share, you know, those kind of things. And they might do well, but you're probably not going to make a lot of money from it.
No.
So now you can start creating content and follow four steps, not this third one, skip the third one, but you won't be able to sell a lot of what you actually sell because you'll only be connected with friends, family, former university friends, and current colleagues.
Yeah. Yes, so you have the wrong audience because you're not hitting or engaging the audience that you really want, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And it's twofold, this part. One is you want to connect with people that buy from you because then your message is reaching them, and then when they need to buy that service or product, you're going to be top of mind.
Yeah.
But also, LinkedIn rewards posts where you get unique engagement from, right? The more unique engagement you have, the more it will spread. So for example, if I'm connected to five people and five people like that post, it's going to maybe get 100 impressions. But let's say of those five people I'm connected with, each one person from their network likes it. Now I have five first degree connections I've liked it, but then I also have like second or third degree connections like my content, and then you go from 100 impressions to maybe 1,000. So the goal is you want people who've never engaged with your content before, who are not connected to you, to like it. If they do that, your post will take off.
So what's the secret sauce there? It's, you know, it's the same thing, the content that we Or are you actually building the followers, or are you doing that with your content?
It's both, and it depends on where you are in your journey.
Yeah.
In the beginning, so let's say after this call, you say, "I'm going to follow the five steps. My goal is this. My X is this. I want to sell to this type of people.
Yeah.
This group. I will start connecting.
Mm.
And I'm
so
not...
that's the IC, that's the ICP actually, the
Correct.
ideal customer profile,
Yeah.
and the personas connected to that, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And a simple way to do that is through LinkedIn search. If you use Sales
Yeah.
Navigator, you can get some really good information quickly on who
Yeah.
you want to connect with.
It's also with the account-based marketing, the ABM, where you have your own target list,
Correct.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really connect to what who you want to buy
Right.
or who you want your buyers to be, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So when you then have this list, and I don't mean connect with, you know, 5,000 people in the next week.
No.
It's basically just over the long term connect. Maybe it's connecting with just one company a week. And of that company, there's five people that you need to reach and communicate with. So you connect with those people. And then over time, you know, 3, 6, 9, 12 months, you end up having maybe you've connected with 200, 300 companies. And
yeah.
of that list, of those companies, five in each company, you're talking close to over 1,000 people you've connected
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
Now, that's in the beginning.
Yeah.
But as you move up in your journey, and as you then start getting a bigger following, you don't need to rely too much on that aspect because your following is going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So, for example, when I first started, I was connecting with buyers more proactively than I do today. And one of the reasons why is because now I have 20,000 followers, whereas a couple of years ago I had, you know, a few thousand.
Yeah.
So my content is reaching a much larger audience now.
Mm.
They can argue, is it the right audience? And that's why I still proactively reach out to people that fit my ICP, but it's
yeah. Because you have, you know, you have an international audience. If you work in a sales department in Norway or Sweden or Germany, you know, you have a local buying community.
Right.
And, you know, if I look just recent months or half year in my inbox on LinkedIn, I get a lot of people who want to connect with me.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, it's been, some are relevant, you know, but a lot of people are not that relevant. So
yeah.
It seems like you say they go bananas in just trying anything. And that's counterproductive, in my opinion. So if I have a list of, let's say, 40 customers that I want to reach out to and connect over time, I need to do that smart. And it's not the smartest way to, you know, just connect and say, hey, I want to sell to you, right?
Right.
So in ABM, you have these warm-up sessions and you know, you start by following the company maybe, or looking at profiles and maybe liking a comment, maybe going down to commenting on something, you know, because is that a step going until the publishing mode, right? Because you're not really ready to publish, but you can still show interest and do smart commenting on other people posts, adding value.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is that something that will fit into this third step in the process where you connect to people?
So I would actually say that engaging with your buyer's content is a specific step. It's step number four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll come back to that.
sure. But I think there are many ways that you connect with people. In the beginning, again, it depends on your journey, right? So in the beginning when I was connecting with people, I had multiple templates, right? Depending on the type of connection it was.
Yeah.
So for example, if there was someone that fit my ICP exactly, then I could use two or three different templates. One could be, hey, I've seen your content in my feed a few times now, but we're not connected directly. So I don't see all of your content.
Mm.
I'd love to see it all. Can we connect on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Right.
So you're not selling anything. You're just sort of.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be nice, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the, with a little bit of intention behind it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's because it's good with some intention. You know, you're not just doing this for fun, right? But
right, exactly.
You might have shared interests, or it could be a mutual benefit, connecting, etc.
Yeah. So that's one template that I found works really well, because you're basically saying, I don't see all your content. I see some of it, but I want to see all of it. And as a creator, who doesn't want to connect with someone like that?
Yeah, sure. And then you're talking about templates, because then you have a couple of things that you've tried out, so it's easy for you to copy paste, and you know what's working, right?
Yeah. So another one that works really well is just asking the question as opposed to using the default connection request template that LinkedIn gives you, right? Yeah. So LinkedIn gives you the default of, I'd like to add you to my professional network or something like that, right? Yeah. So what I've changed it to is, hi, are you open to connecting with me on LinkedIn?
Mm.
It's a question, right? Yeah. And that then allows the person to say either yes or no.
Yeah.
As opposed to just thinking, okay, this person just chose the default. Now, I want to flip it around a bit as well, because I'm fortunate that I've started this process when I was in the early stages, but now with a following and getting a lot of traction on LinkedIn posts, I have seen both sides of this coin. So when someone connects with me, so I have now a process, which is, one, do they fit my ICP?
Yeah.
And I, if they do not, then I will not connect with them.
No.
They can follow me,
yeah,
but I will not connect with them.
Yeah, because that makes noise in your audience, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. My feed is already noisy. I don't need more noise.
No.
But that being said, if someone sends me a note that references a post I made or an article I published on the internet, and it's nice, like they've actually taken the time to say something nice, even if they're not in my ICP, I will connect with them.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where, you know, it's like, it's a nice thing that they've done, and therefore I want to reciprocate being nice as well.
Yeah, I had the same experience there, Stephen, because you never know what's behind. They might know somebody as well, right?
Sure. Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, you know, you should never connect without adding this note either.
Right, yeah.
So that they know who you are and what you're doing, you know, no hidden agenda, so to say, right?
Yeah, for sure, And you mentioned something a second ago, which I want to highlight, which is noise in the feed, right? So when you do connect with people that buy from you within your ICP, connect, don't follow.
Yeah.
Right. And the reason is this: if you connect, you see their content and they see yours. It's a two-way street. But if you follow, you only see their content, but they will never see yours.
Yeah. But some have, you cannot connect to everyone. You can only follow. So that's a new feature in LinkedIn.
Yeah. So the way to navigate that is there's a follow button where connect used to be. If you just kind of toggle to the right, I think it's three buttons or a drop down or something, just still within above the fold.
Yeah.
Click it. And it's probably the fifth or sixth option down. You can connect.
Connect. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But there are still some people that the only way to connect with someone is to enter their email address.
Yeah.
But it's very few, like less than 1%. So for the most part, if you go to someone's profile and you want to connect with them, either click connect, or if they have follow, navigate to the right, choose from the drop down and click connect there.
Yeah. Yeah, because as you say, the most important part there is that they can see what you're posting, right?
Right.
Otherwise it'll never help you.
Yes.
So exactly. That's a good point. Okay. And then, of course, when you start looking into this, and that's where ABM becomes interesting, because if you start connecting with more people and your company has the outbound engine and doing paid social, for instance, that will also make it possible to show more of the company stuff that you are providing as well. Of course, it's going to be more expensive, but it's that's why you want to connect with the ICPs, not anybody.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And that's as well something that I think a lot of companies make a mistake with is they compare personal content, ads on LinkedIn versus a different channel versus something else. And I think what we're seeing now is a very small but early movement of, it's not this versus that. It's this and that. And what I mean by this example is, if you have a piece of content, right? And let's say it's a white paper on your website.
Yeah.
You then have organic traffic going to that white paper. You're then promoting it from your branded profile on LinkedIn organically. Then you're promoting it on your personal feed as well, because you wrote some of the content in the white paper and you're proud of it. And then you're running paid ads on LinkedIn too. Instead of saying, oh, well, you know, this channel performed better than this channel, or personal profiles do better than branded profiles, it's what is the totality
yeah.
of all those things mm. and the impact it had on the white paper?
Mm.
That's your asset, mm. the white paper. So you had 50 visits from organic, 1,000 impressions from paid,
yeah.
2,000 impressions from personal, adding it together and saying mm. this one campaign pushed out in several channels mm. resulted in this.
Yeah.
And that's how you align sales and marketing then, because it's adding everything together as opposed to one versus the other.
Yeah, definitely. And it's over time. And you can strengthen each other's message by sort of working together. In the end, if it turns out that they do fill out a form on the website or download this page and it's behind the gated wall or something, it will come back to the salespeople anyway, right? So together it makes it's empowering the situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So tying, you know, we talked about goal and then we talked about connecting to people. Will the number of people, is that going back to a goal as well, that you should at least, you know, have a couple of customers that you connect to every week or something until you get going? Is that a practical goal or would that be sort of just...
Yeah, so within the group at Link at Inevo,
yeah,
we said connect with between 5 and 10 people per week.
People, now, not companies. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. if you have 200 companies and each one has 5, then it's maybe just one company a week and those 5 people. I've seen some people on LinkedIn say you need to be connecting with at least 50 people per day.
Oh my God, that's
that's to me. I mean, I've. As far as I'm aware of, I've never used any automation with LinkedIn. It's all about just me spending time and thinking, okay, is this worth doing? And then doing it manually. I'm not trying to do this at scale by any means. For the most part, it's just for me anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But if you can put a ballpark, if you're a sales guy or a girl, is it like 15 minutes a day doing these things or... you don't want to do 2 days a month. You want to do a little bit every day, right?
Yeah. I like to say that these 5 steps take less than 1 hour a week.
A week, okay.
Yeah. But of course, having a goal, you do it once.
Yeah.
Identifying your ex, you do it once.
Yeah.
You probably end up spending, I would say, 30 minutes a week creating content. That's not much.
That's not much.
For sure. And it depends on your cadence too, right? Like if you want to do 3 posts a day for 5 days a week,
sure.
You're going to spend a lot more.
Yeah.
But half of the time you'll be spent time creating. Then maybe it's 15 minutes connecting and 15 minutes engaging with other people's content.
Yeah. So you said, you know, 1 hour a week, that's what this takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the you also mentioned...
go ahead.
Yeah. No, you also mentioned maybe that's step 5, you know, having... follow up on this, but I guess we'll come back to that
because we need.
Yeah, okay, let's do that later then. Okay, so that's the connection. That's the connect part. Anything else on that step, Stephen?
No. Once they've accepted, I mean, here's one other thing I would say to add to that, and this is optional.
Yeah.
But I find that if you really want to trigger a response, let's say for example there is a company that you know is a perfect fit for your product or service.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say your expertise is sales and technology, okay? So you think, I will get along really well with their sales guys and with their IT guys.
Mm.
I'm not that great in marketing or in finance. So I'll just send a kind of my own template to those people to connect with.
Mm.
But the sales guys and the IT guys, I really want to nail
that
first impression. So one of the things that I did was I will visit the website and I will go to the news section on the website and find something that's relevant to mention in the initial connection request.
Mm.
So there was one where, excuse me.
That's fine. Wait.
I'm not used to talking so much.
You should have a glass of water.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
So there was one that fit the profile really well for me. And I thought, okay, I could send a generic template or I could try something different.
Mm.
So I went to their website, went to the news section, and I saw they'd just launched some new feature where their product was used in space on a satellite. And I thought, I cannot not mention that. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. So my connection request was something along the lines of, hey, whatever her name, remember her name. Hi, Janice. Would love to connect with you on LinkedIn. By the way, I saw you'd launched this in space. How amazing is that? looking forward to connecting. Yeah. And that triggered a conversation.
Yeah. But I think you're nailing it there, Stephen, because you're putting yourself in a position where you are different from all the other people, right?
Right.
Yeah. And this is my point with the ABM part as well. When you research companies and target companies, you need to spend some time on showing the potential customer that you care about them.
Yeah.
Right. And by what you're saying, looking into their website or the news or whatever, you're Googling whatever, and that can sort of make them remember you compared to all the other people, right?
Yeah.
So that should be, in my opinion, instead of having generic, you said two or three templates, you should have maybe two or three templates, but then you have special varieties of this, right?
Yeah. It took maybe 30 seconds extra, right? Which is not a lot of time.
No.
And I definitely remember having a good conversation.
Yeah.
Now, if I was more salesy, sure, I could have pushed for something, but that's not my style.
No.
I looked at the website. I shared something that I thought was really cool because what they did was really cool. I was really impressed by it. And that was enough. And if we never speak again, that's okay. Yeah. It took 30 seconds extra.
Yeah.
But it was still worth it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yes. All right. So this is an important step, of course. My final question there is, when you research a company, right? That is in your ICP. To me, it sounds good then to do multiple people, right? Try the people. Now you mentioned, okay, if I love salespeople, I talk their language, then I focus more on them. Maybe not only on the sales manager, because if you go to one of the salespeople there as well, you can get other insights.
Sure.
So this is all about, investigating the potential in this account.
Yeah. In actual fact, in that case, let's say you have an org that you're trying to reach and you love sales, you speak the language of sales, you can see that the company that fits your ICP is maybe 200 employees and 30 work in sales. Well, you could connect with their CEO, their CFO, their CIO for sure, but then also build that out and try and connect with the entire sales department. Because what happens is this, you put out great content, their sales manager will like it.
Yeah.
Their sales manager likes it, so therefore the sales reps will like it too. Because they want to show that, hey, I saw this because my sales manager likes it and thinks it's important to share with his network. And then all of a sudden you're reaching a lot more people because you're talking that language. And then there's more people in that organization that are championing your brand.
Yeah.
Within
and
their
when the time and when the time comes, because only maybe 2-4% of customers are ready to buy, right?
Right.
But when the time comes, you want to be in that position where they at least remember you.
And that's ultimately it, right? You want to be when people sit down to talk about they have a problem and there's a solution out there. You want to be in that conversation from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's how you get there.
Yeah. Good point. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Number four, in my keyword there was engage.
Engage, yeah. So first and foremost, LinkedIn is a rewards platform.
Which means?
If you engage with other people's content, your content will do better.
Yeah, so it's a giver's gain type of thing.
Yeah. This is, while going back to step one, most people skip having a goal. So therefore, it's easy to give up.
Yeah.
Most people skip four over the long term, right? They put out their own content, but they don't engage with other people's.
Yeah.
And over time, their content performance gets lower and lower and lower.
Yeah.
And they wonder why. And in many cases, this is the reason, because they're being selfish, right? You need to spend time, 15 minutes a week. You literally do it within 2 to 3 minutes a day, right? It's not a lot of time.
But then you go through your feed, right? That's where
Go through
you,
your feed.
yeah, and
Yes.
then just
Now,
comment on top and then you move on.
right. Yeah. So I think there's a couple of tips here to share.
Yeah.
One is prioritize engaging with your ICP's content first. Okay.
But how do you know, remember in the feed that they were in the ICP? Well, you see the company name, right?
You should know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you have
a
list of 200 accounts,
yeah,
that's not that many to know.
No.
Because it's not just for LinkedIn, these 200 accounts. This is for everything you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it should be fairly straightforward. And if you're not sure, open up your account list and just search and find. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, so there's that. So prioritize engaging with their content first. Now, 1%, maybe even less, of LinkedIn users create.
Yeah.
Which means that for the most part, you're going to find that your ICP does not publish content.
That's right. Yeah. They might not even be there, but that's another story.
Yeah. People, I mean, people will log in and scroll daily.
Yeah.
They will lurk, but maybe they won't post.
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you this question. When did you last publish on LinkedIn?
Ooh, that was maybe a week ago.
Okay.
But not a post, but I was commenting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a week ago you left a comment.
Yeah.
How many times have you logged into LinkedIn since then?
Well, I'm quite frequent in there. Yeah.
So
but
many
I'm,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what most people do.
Yeah.
They'll check it every day. Yes.
Yeah.
But every now and again they'll comment or they'll post. So even if you connect and they don't contribute content themselves, you know they'll be lurking.
Yeah.
You know they'll be scrolling their feed.
Yeah.
So remember I said earlier about being laser focused?
Yeah.
This applies to commenting too.
Yeah.
So let's say your X is sales. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll use that example again. And specifically, sales for people in tech, sales in B2B. When someone posts a cat GIF, you don't need to comment on that and say, this is funny, ha.
That's it, folks. Everything we had today on this second episode in the miniseries on how to create revenue on LinkedIn. Stephen McDonald talking about the 5-step process that you and your team or company can follow. So I really hope you started last week. If not, you can do it again this week. He talks about, you know, ideally spending 1 hour on this topic per week, and but it takes a bit of a you know, guts and persistence to get there, as we all know, but I hope really this is inspiration for you. My name is Hans Brunslet. I'm your host, and if you have some comments or questions, ideas to topics and guests, it would be great if you could send me an email on hc@superoffice.com. If you would like to rate us on Apple Podcaster, that would be great too. We need everything and more people to listen to this podcast to make it grow and improve. So that's it for today. Have a great weekend, and until next time, bye.